In 2018, the men's hairstyling industry generated $20 billion globally. Before Jay Sebring, it generated zero. The man who would come to define the modern men's hairstyling industry was born Thomas John Cummer in Birmingham, Alabama, on October 10, 1933. His father, an accountant, moved the family to Detroit, Michigan when Jay was only two. From a very young age, Jay defined himself as a creative individualist who disliked rules and convention. Odd, then, that Jay would enlist in the Navy after graduating from high school in 1951. He would serve 4 years, completing a tour of Korea and first dabbling in the styling of men's hair. Ever the iconoclast, Jay despised the traditional cookie-cutter hairstyles available to Navy soldiers and began learning how to cut hair in new and daring ways. Following his military service, Jay made the bold decision to relocate to Los Angeles and enroll in cosmetology school, where he first learned to style women's hair. Realizing he had the chance to create a market where none had existed before, he scraped together every last nickel and rented a space on Fairfax Avenue in West Hollywood. In the center of the show business universe, Jay Sebring set out to create an exclusive, high-end salon for men only, abandoning the standard $2 Brill Cream haircuts of the day and incorporating sophisticated European styling techniques. After a girlfriend had introduced him to singer and actor Vic Damone, and Jay had cut and styled his hair, Damone was so pleased that he referred Jay to Jack and Trotter of the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas. From there, Jay met Frank Sinatra and became his stylist, and there was no stopping the Sebring juggernaut after that. In the span of just a few years, Jay went from flat broke and unknown to the face of the men's hairstyling industry, counting as clients and friends virtually every major male film and television star of the 1960s. Steve McQueen, James Garner, Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Paul Newman, Peter Lawford, Warren Beatty, Marlon Brando, and Bruce Lee were just a few of his celebrity regulars. In fact, Jay was instrumental to the evolution of Bruce Lee's film career, having suggested Lee to William Dozier for the role of Kato in The Green Hornet. When The Doors hit it big in 1967, Elektra Records sent Jim Morrison to Jay's salon on Fairfax Avenue, and Jay was responsible for crafting Morrison's iconic look on those early records. In May of 1969, barely a decade into his career, Jay opened a satellite salon on Commercial Street in San Francisco. His plans for expansion were grand, daring, and ambitious, much like the man himself. By the time of his untimely and much-publicized death in August 1969, Sebring International had established a worldwide hair care product line and plans for the opening of styling schools and salons in London and beyond. Unfortunately and unfairly lost in the shadows of those horrific crimes in the summer of 1969, Jay Sebring, thanks in large part to Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, has regained recognition for his incredible accomplishments in life. Much more than a crime victim, Jay Sebring was a visionary, a pioneer, and a trailblazer, responsible for the creation and evolution of a business that continues to generate billions of dollars every year, 5 decades removed from his death. Today, we remember Jay Sebring for the incomparable and dedicated man that he was, kind and generous in spirit, who left an undeniable legacy of boldness, craftsmanship, and vision.